From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pressure is mounting on the regional government of Catalonia in Spain not to declare independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont is set to address his parliament later Tuesday. France and Germany Monday expressed support for continued Spanish unity. Even the mayor of Catalan capital Barcelona, Ada Colau, said while she blames Madrid for inaction on Catalonia's grievances, she said we need to think collectively as a country and avoid placing social cohesion in peril. Spain's opposition socialist leader Pedro Sanchez called on Catalonia's leaders to listen to all the people.
Pueblo catalán son muchos.
He pointed to Sunday's mass march in Barcelona against independence. He said Catalan society must now be allowed to fracture. Alana Mosseri is an international relations expert at Madrid's European University.
I think the biggest story here is just how these tensions have been escalated in a way that just wasn't necessary. I think we see a lack of leadership on both sides in this sense. And for most people in Spain, most people who are not on either extreme of this issue are finding the whole situation rather surreal.
An overwhelming percentage of those who voted in the region's independence referendum October 1st voted yes. The Spanish government called that illegal. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf Monday called for a peaceful vote as her countrymen head to the polls Tuesday to choose a replacement for Africa's first female head of state.
Remember that you are an empowered people. The future of the country is in your hands. Vote for the person and persons you believe will make Liberia a better place.
Tuesday's election is expected to be the West African country's first peaceful transfer of Democratic Party power, rather, in more than 70 years. This is VOA News.